2018 is shaping up as a bleak year for Indonesia's gay and transgender people. In the conservative province of Aceh, police have raided hairdressing salons and publicly shamed a group of transgender people working inside, while in the nation's capital, politicians are finalising new legislation which will make gay sex illegal. Unmarried heterosexual couples could also be jailed for having sex. Here's Indonesia correspondent Adam Harvey.
Roars of approval, the police chief of North Aceh delivers an impassioned speech about his latest successful operation. The clerics don't want this disease spreading here. It's true, shout the crowd. The police chief, Untung Sengaji, is a hero in Indonesia, famous for running towards a terrorist attack in Jakarta in 2016, firing at the extremists with his handgun. Now, he's battling a different enemy, trans people. It is inhumane if Untung Sengaji lets the number of sissies increase here. The police chief led weekend raids on trans hairdressing salons. 12 people were detained, had their heads shaved, were forced to dress in men's clothes, and now have to endure re-education, whatever that means. Andreas Hassono from the NGO Human Rights Watch says one of the few jobs available to trans people has been taken from them.
He's not only arresting them,
he's not only intimidating them, he's also closing their businesses. The police sealed those 5 hair salons. It's the latest low point in a 2-year campaign against Indonesia's LGBT people that's been marked by vitriol from politicians and clerics, arrests of consenting adults inside hotels, clubs and saunas, and trials and convictions under anti-pornography legislation. And now, Indonesian politicians are about to go much further. The nation's 10 main political parties have agreed on a new criminal code that will make it much easier to prosecute gay sex, but also sex between unmarried straight couples. One of the politicians who's helped draw up the code is Asul Sani, the Secretary-General of the PPP party. It applies to people of the same gender who have sex, which is basically a forbidden act. It's considered the same as adultery, where men and women having sex outside marriage is considered a crime. Andreas Hassono says the new laws will create a burden for Indonesian law enforcement. What happened to Indonesia being a tolerant nation, a nation where a tolerant version of Islam is practiced?
The society is more or less tolerant.
He says, the society is more or less tolerant. It has been for thousands of years. But after democracy took place, after the fall of Suharto, there are public openings for Wahhabi, Salafi, Hizbut Tahrir-type political thinking. Some people call it the Sharia supremacist groups. They are the ones which now dominate the political discourse. This is Adam Harvey in Jakarta for AM.